Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my soul sing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul sing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul will sing.
Hallelujah. You reign forever. Oh my,
oh my,
oh my
soul,
reign for
forever.
Oh my,
oh my soul,
reign
forever.
Oh my,
oh my soul will sing.
Hallelujah.
This is my part right here.
You brought me over.
Yeah.
Oh, my soul will sing.
Brought me over.
Brought me over.
Oh, my.
Oh, my soul will sing.
You brought me
over. Me over. Oh, my soul will sing.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One more time.
You brought me over.
Brought me over.
Oh, my.
Lift it up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll sing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll sing to you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because you're holy, I'll sing.
Hey.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome again to a great day. All right, so yes, I was going to say that, and I've said it, so I'll say it again. Welcome to a very great day. It is a great day, all right, and then we're making the most of it, okay? So this morning, we will be dealing with the fight for attention part two. So yes, get ready for it. I believe it will be helpful. I believe it will be useful, wonderful. Yes, we're going to go over a number of things we said yesterday because it bears repetition. It's important, you know, to say these things again and again and again and again and again. It's basically the fight for attention. Glory, glory, glory to God. Let me leave you in the hands of Dr. Juanita Bynum for the next few minutes. You know, with this beautiful worship medley, praise God.
Glory. worship and I bless your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. How many know that tonight? There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Can I just say that one more time? How many know that you can think about something that the Lord has done for you that could nobody do but God? Can I get somebody to just let your mind go back to one testimony that you have that could nobody do it but God? You deserve the glory. When I sing this, just start praising him. And the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. Hallelujah. Tell him this all day. There is no one else like you. When I think about everything you brought me through, there is no one else like you. When the devil thought I wasn't gonna make it, every time I think about it, there is no one. Jesus, what a wonder you are. Somebody worship him. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonder. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Praise, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Yes, welcome again to the Morning Faith Boost. I believe you're ready for a great, great day. Great, great day. Now, have you ever had those wonderful memories of those times, you know, those times were more, you know, should I use the word engaged with the Lord, more focused, more, you know, giving more attention, you know, those times, you know. I want to read a few scriptures just to help us. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. Let me use the NLT this morning. So Hebrews 2, 1 NLT. Let's find Hebrews. Let's find 2 and 1. Praise God. You know, so Hebrews 2 and 1 NLT. Paul is saying, so we must listen very carefully to the truth we've heard, or we may drift away from it, all right? We must listen very carefully to the truth we've heard, or we're going to drift away from it. Philippians chapter 3. Okay, what does Philippians say in chapter 3 and the first verse of Philippians 3? Whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. He now said, I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith. So basically, Hebrews is saying there are certain things, if we don't hold on to them, which we have heard, they're going to slip away. All right, Philippians says here, Paul is saying this, I'm going to tell you this thing again and again, because it's safe for you. It's safe. Now, I'm reading this because I want you to tell yourself, okay, so there are things you need to remind yourself because it is safe for you. Things you need to remind your own self. Now, yeah, Paul is the one talking, so I should be telling you. But I'm saying I want you to tell yourself. There are things you want to remind yourself because it is safe. It is safe for you, all right? Now, are there times you feel, oh, wow, I remember those days when I did this. Oh, I remember those days when I did that. Oh, I remember those days when I could do this. And then I remember those days when I could do that. I remember. Now, could you please try to put some level of action into those factors? Because there is and there will forever be a battle for attention. There will. And then, yes, there will be, like we've said, very, very legitimate things. So still going to read, you know, Luke chapter 10 that we've had to read now for last two editions. So ask to help us, okay? So using the Passion Translation. All right, Luke 10 from 38 now. Luke 10, 38. And as Jesus and his disciples continued on their journey, they came to a village where a woman welcomed Jesus into her home. Her name was Martha, and she had a sister named Mary. Mary sat down attentively before the Master, absorbing every revelation he shared. Mary sat down attentively before the Master, absorbing every revelation he shared. So were there those times in your life when you'd be like, wow, 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 I remember how much attention I gave, and I'm sure that's happened to almost every one of us. Oh, I remember when I could listen to messages like this. Oh, I remember when I could read books like this. Oh, I remember when I could do this. Oh, I remember when I could fast like this. I remember. So there's been a battle for attention, and you might need to answer, who's winning? Who's winning? So there is a battle for attention. So who's winning? You know, so does that mean, you know, now that you have a job, we still are asking you to spend like 4 or 5 hours in the Word every day? Certainly not. You're just a few things. So now that you're married, you've got a kid or two. I mean, you need to give attention to home duties and then, you know, family time, and then, you know, still have your work or your business to attend to. So we know, and I mean, you know, I know, I guess we know. But in the midst of that time, and if you notice how I've been saying it, I said steal away or lock down, lock in the 30 minutes, the 40 minutes, the 1 hour, the 90 minutes, 1 hour, 30 minutes, the 2 hours, lock them down as best as you can. You know, I remember when Gloria Copeland was, you know, attending to her two children, you know, John and Kelly. You know, and she said, you know, she heard Dr. Oral Roberts talk about him having to read, I think it was, if I have that, you know, correctly, I think it was the entire New Testament plus the book of Acts, you know, that he read through like maybe four times or something. And then she said to herself, I would want to do that. You know, and then she did. You know, some years ago, I was hearing Bishop Wedekpo, you know, talk about that. And he said when he heard it, whenever he must have, maybe a tape or a book, you know, he said when he heard it, he said to himself, that was a nursing mother having that at that amount of, you know, capacity to read, you know, the Bible while she was busy attending to children. He said to himself, I am a non-nursing, you know, I'm a non-nursing mother. I'm a father, and then I'm not attending to children. I should give more attention to the word. Oh, Gloria Copeland is such a blessing. That woman is such a huge blessing. I remember one time she said she went into a study in the morning to check up on the book, just check through, you know, looking for some information in a particular book. So she said she went into a study in the morning, and the next time she checked, it was evening, that she had been lost right there in her own study. Lost right there. You know, someone asked Gloria Copeland, you know, maybe like someone is asking, what's the distance between Lagos and Ibadan, you know? You know, someone was asking her the distance between two places. And Gloria, you know, said about two Charles Scarf steps should do. You know, Charles Scarf's a solid teacher of faith. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. You know, she said, well, about two Charles Scarf steps will do. It just showed how much attention she gave to God's word. She said about two Charles Scarf steps will do. I mean, Gloria said she listened to God's word so much at a time. You know, and then the kids were still with her young at home, that the phone rang, and then she picked it up, and instead of saying hello, the first word that came out of her mouth was hallelujah. Oh dear Lord. I mean, this woman is sold out to the word. She's fed on the word voraciously. You know? There was a time she was preaching, and she said she told her daughter, Kelly, if anything happens, you know, if you know how Gloria Copeland speaks, she has this, if anything happens, you know, she said she told her daughter, if anything happens to this house, all right, maybe caught fire, you know, something went wrong, don't go for my gold, don't go for money. Don't go for anything. Go for my notes. Go for my jottings. Go for my, you know, my notes, my journal. If you have my notes, she told her daughter, you have everything. If you have my notes, you will rebuild every single thing. Go for my notes. And I'm using her as an example because she is a worthy example. She's been in the ministry. I mean, you know, she's solid. You know, she's close to 80 years right now, and she's just still solid. So the thing here is that, you know, we stopped over at verse 39 and how that Mary sat down attentively before the master, absorbing every revelation he shared. So there are revelations that will flow freely to us when we sit attentively, when we give time, when our attention is locked in, you know, on the Lord. So many things he wants to reveal to us in his word. Beautiful things, you know, those things that even you might have a mental assent of, that the Lord wants to breathe, you know, light upon for you. But there will be a battle for attention. There would always be. And we have to fight it till we win it. You know, we've got to fight it till we win it. There will be a battle for attention. So reading on from verse 40, but Martha became exasperated by finishing the numerous household chores in preparation for her guests. So she interrupted Jesus and said, Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me. The Lord said to her, Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you upset and troubled, pulled away by all these many distractions? Are they really that important? Mary has discovered one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She's undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her. Mary's undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her. So the Lord is saying we need to lock in. We need to lock down. Becoming undistracted. How much time do you want to give today? Fix today. 30, 1 hour, 2 hours. Just find some space alone. And you could do that in a crowd. Of course, sometimes I know it's a bit uncomfortable praying where other people are. But if you've had to be in a, you know, in a bus before, all right? I'm sure if you needed to pray, you knew how you had to do it. Because right now, because there's very restricted movement, depending on what kind of environment you're in and how much space there is, you might still have to do something on your own. You might have to go into the restroom for a little while, but you know when you're there for too long, folks might wonder, is everything okay? But you could still find time to go to the restroom. Just find some space. Find some space. There will be the battle for attention. Obviously, Martha, or Mary rather, did not sit at the feet of Jesus from morning till evening. We do not know how much attention or how much time he spent there. So it wasn't that that was how the rest of the day went, but that was the moment, that moment. Because Jesus can't sit and there's no revelation flowing, but if nobody, you know, taps it, it's there. It won't flow because nobody's pulling it. If you remember what happened in Luke chapter 5, Bible said, you know, he was there ministering and then the power of God was present to heal. You know, nobody got healed. Luke 5:17, nobody got healed. You know, that's a story where, you know, the four friends brought, you know, their other friend in a stretcher and had to open the tiling of the roof. But up until that time, nobody got healed. But Luke 5:17 says he was teaching, the power was there. That means there's always revelation also. Always revelation. So when some people seem closer to the Lord than some others, it's not because there's a special love the Lord has for them. No, he loves us equally. I know you might want to argue and say, I know people the Lord loves. He loves them specially. Listen, in John 17:23, Jesus ended that verse by saying, and that we may know that God loves us the same way God loves him. Isn't that amazing? So if anybody is loved by God more than you, I think that person is loved by God, you know, more than God loves Jesus. You're like, nah, then what? We're equally loved. We're equally seated. We're equally blessed. We're equally righteous. We're equally holy. Some persons just tap these riches much more than some others. We're all equally connected, equally. Gave us equal amount of faith. It's what you do with it that counts. Nobody's closer to God than the other. He's divine. I mean, God is the vine dresser. Jesus is divine. We are the branches. Every branch is equally connected. Every branch has equal access. Some persons just use it more. Some persons lock down more. And that's what we're seeing here. Some persons lock down much more. Much more than some others. So they draw more. They shut down in prayers and in fasting. They shut down in Bible study. They shut down. I remember, you know, a number of years ago, I was pastoring in the city of Abeokuta, and I needed time to pray to know what God was saying. I knew I needed to shut down. I knew it. I had a bit of a struggle doing it, though. You know, one legitimate thing after the other one, you know, so I shifted. I'll start next Tuesday. You know, and those things that sometimes get to happen to us. So thank God, you know, a meeting was fixed. I was still, you know, pastoring on their ministry back then, King's Word. You know, and then there was this workers' meeting, leaders' meeting, and the, you know, president of the ministry, Dr. K, was around. And then there was this impartation service. Oh, thank God for those moments. Wow. I remember him laying hands on me. Not like I said, oh, I want to pray. I'm having a hard time going to fast. I think it was a vigil, Friday into Saturday. Laid hands on me. Monday morning, I kicked off a 10-day intense fasting. Oh, that was God helping me. Like, son, you need to do this thing. I'm going to have to knock that grace. You know, stir it up within you if I have to. And then I shut down 10 straight days, prayed minimum of about 6 hours. There are those moments. You know you're in that season where you're trying to make a decision. I know, yes, you could warm up gradually. Sometimes I do that, okay? Maybe just start a bit, and then intensify. But sometimes you don't have that amount of space. You don't have that amount of time. Just could lock down quickly, 3 days. You need to make up your mind on something, and work would resume sometime soon. So you need to plan. Okay, so I pray while at work, but underneath my breath, not enough to disturb what I'm doing. I pray on my way to work. I pray well at my break time. I read the Bible then, and then I'm praying on my way back home. And then I lock down better 2 hours before I go to bed. You could do that too. So the lockdown, you know, because we need to be practical about it. It's not until you have to go on a leave that you might not always be able to get that at work. When work resumes. But well, anyway, now you have a bit of that time. Use it. Use it. And like I said, there'll be the battle with the mind. And we're told in 2 Corinthians that you have to cast down imaginations. You have to bring thought into captivity. You remember the typewriter I talked about yesterday? When your mind wanders off, don't condemn yourself. Don't say, how can I be talking to the whole Jehovah, Most High God, and my mind is drifting. Bring it back. And then you bring it back. And then you bring it back. And then you need to tell your mind who's boss. And sometimes you raise your voice, hear yourself a bit. You change position. You do things until the mind begins to adjust. You pray out loud, pray out loud. You're hearing yourself praying out loud, praying understanding, praying tongues, praying understanding. You're only doing things to bring the, till the mind begins to pull in. I've had to meditate 3 hour stretch, 4 hour stretch, but it didn't begin with my mind not battling, driving off, as in, oh, dear Lord, sometimes you even just rest a little bit. I mean, you just sit somewhere to keep meditating and you open your eyes to find out you've slept off. Oh, dear. But rather than condemn yourself, keep at it. You remember when Jesus woke them up while they were sleeping? He woke them up to continue. Now, of course, it was a time-bound prayer. And then the third time he came, he said, listen, it's over. It's late. Let's go. The guy's coming already. Yeah, there's no need. But don't condemn. Okay, you dozed off. Get up. Move on again. Change position. Your mind traveled off. Bring it back. Traveled off. Bring it back. Traveled off. Bring it back. You say you're going to spend 30 minutes. You realize you're dozed off. Don't come out and say you still spent 30 minutes. Maybe now realize, how many minutes do I think I must have dozed off? Maybe 5, maybe 15, maybe 6. And sometimes it looks short, but really might not be. Try to add it. Add that time. So you might end up spending like 40 minutes instead of 30 because you know you do stuff and you still want to do your 30 minutes. It's a battle with the body. 1 Corinthians 9:27, we mentioned that yesterday. Paul said, I bring my body under subjection. I bring my body under. Because the body, especially when you're used to moving around, and then the mind, especially when you're used to, you know, having a new thought, having a new idea, having a new thought, having a new idea, having a new thought. Hey. And then you have to sit yourself down. Sit yourself down. And say, for the next 3 hours, I'm reading my Bible. Not even prayer. Sometimes, especially when you're quick to pray, the battle will be between prayer and meditation. If you'd love to pray, the battle will be between prayer and reading your Bible. You could love to fly off. But to sit 20 minutes and meditate, you're like, oh. And then you go, greater is he that's in me. 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 Karabosa barabashige bedege dosuba. Hey! You forgot you were meditating, not praying. Because you have just tuned to prayer. And it's fantastic. But you must learn to meditate. Joshua 1:8 talks about meditation. Psalm 1:1-3 teaches about meditation. You've got to learn to meditate. I trust that one of these days very soon we'll be able to talk about it because it's needed in the body of Christ. So child of God, you've got to lock down. You've got to lock down. We've got to lock down. You might want to begin gradually, shut down a bit. You know, fast, like I said yesterday, till noon. You're building gradually. Fast, till 2. You're building gradually. You know where you're going. You know you're going to 6, but it's been a while you did 6. And you want to do like 6 for 3 days. So do till noon. Do till 2. People may yab you and say, you can't even fast. It's okay. It's not who learned. You know, when we all are now driving, they don't paste on our heads who learned how to drive first. All right? They don't paste it on anybody's head. So yeah, you didn't learn how to drive on time, but once we all hit the road, we hit the road. Nobody knows who started first. So never condemn yourself, all right? And don't listen to the condemnation. So till 2, till 3, it looked like your world was crumbling. But tell yourself, I'm going to make it, 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 I'm going to make it. There are medical issues you're dealing with, get advice, get counsel, have someone check up on you, all right? But push. You can't push by faith. Is that okay? But we can't do this thing. Deal with the body. The body doesn't want to sit. Tell it, you're sitting. Guy, you're sitting. We're sitting. The mind doesn't want to stay. Mind, you're staying. You're staying. You know, it could speak to your soul. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul. That psalmist again said, why are you so downcast, O my soul? So you could tell your soul, hey, we're focusing on the Lord, right? We're focusing on the Lord here. You know, we're focusing on the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. He will keep us in perfect peace. Whose mind, our minds, he will keep him in perfect peace. Anyway, whose mind is stayed on him. So he keeps us in perfect peace because our minds are stayed on him. Our minds are stayed on him. Keeps us in perfect peace because our minds are stayed on him. Keep your mind on him. Keep your mind on him. Keep your mind on him. My son, attend to my word. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Glory to God. So maximize this season. You know, celebrate at the end of the day. You were able to put your body under, you know, maybe you decided to skip a meal. You decided to skip something. You needed to watch on TV today. You put your mind under for those 30 minutes, for those 45 minutes. You didn't allow your phone to be a distraction. You didn't allow the things around you or the thing happening in the neighborhood. You heard a sound. You didn't get up. You said, I'm staying here 30 minutes. I'm staying here 45 minutes. All right, let's celebrate at the end of the day that you were able to do it. Glory to God. Have a very, very, very wonderful day. See you tomorrow. The beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Oh, fill us with wonder. May we